This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Alma Salinas. Date of birth, January the 9th, 1964. Case ID number is 711-5982. Date of exam, March the 5th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Edinburgh Regional Medical Center, dated 2/9/2023. Identifying information. This is a 60-year-old married female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2023, where she worked as a provider for 5 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment, and her husband is working. She has never received disability benefits. Allegations number one. Cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis. The claimant states that on January the 13th, 2023, she presented herself to McAllen Medical Center and was hospitalized for 3 weeks after having a cerebral vascular accident. She states that her presentation included left-sided hemiparesis weakness, decreased balance, normal vision, and mild dysphagia. She also had a change in mental status consisting of confusion and decreased memory. She denies any seizures but did have a syncopal episode and apparently did go into cardiac arrest. Her residual symptoms include mild left hemiparesis, decreased balance, normal vision, normal speech, and decreased memory. She was diagnosed with a 3.1 to 1.6 centimeter hematoma of the right thalamus with positive intraparenchymal hemorrhage and a thalamic infarct with intraventricular extension. The claimant did go into cardiac arrest and was unresponsive. She was diagnosed to have mild hydrocephalus, and a ventriculostomy was performed on January the 26th, 2023, to remove the fluid in her brain. It has since been removed, and she appears to be stable at this time. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block, stand for 15 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, and walk a little bit with a walker. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or sweep a room at this time. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, and doing a few home exercises. She does not sleep during the day, go to the grocery store, cook or do the laundry. She does have a walker at home. She did not present with one at this office visit that she uses mostly at home. Her physician is Dr. Manzur Yazi. She is presently taking Tylenol 500 milligrams QD and states that she watches TV and novellas during the day. Medications, Tylenol 500 milligrams, PRN is needed for pain, Metoprolol Succinic 25 milligrams QD, Amlodipine Bisalate 10 milligrams QD, calcium 600 milligrams with vitamin D3 QD, azetamide 10 milligrams QD, omega-3 1200 milligrams QD, furosemide 20 milligrams QD, atorvastatin 20 milligrams QD, hydroxyhydrochloride 50 milligrams QHS, level thyroxine 25 micrograms QD, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, vitamin D 50,000 units Q week, and losartan potassium 50 milligrams QD. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, history of right cerebral vascular accident with intraparenchymal hemorrhage and thalamic infarct with intraventricular extension, and mild left hemoparesis, major surgery, right scalp surgical incision, dated 1/26/23, with a ventricular osteotomy performed on that day to remove fluid. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1 to 2 cigarettes per day for 5 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight 179 pounds. Height 59 and a fourth inches tall. BP 178 over 78 mmHg. Heart rate 53 beats per minute, respiration 18 to 20 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 99%, BMI 35, general, this is a 60-year-old female who appears to be older than her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with her son, H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to the last paragraph? The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own, but with difficulty. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She did not present with any assisted devices, but does use a walker at home. Neurological, grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +4/5 for all tested areas. fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some mild evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction in the form of a mild left hemiparesis. However, the claimant appears to have good function and appears to have recovered from the stroke. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with some difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some mild restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to some mild left upper and lower hemiparesis, with fairly normal function at this time. Probable diagnoses: number one, cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis, dash, confirmed with medical records and physical exam. The claimant appears to have recovered from most of her symptoms. She does suffer from mild left upper and lower extremities, a weakness on the left side, but still has very good function. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Alma Salinas.